And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm your humble host, and I'm glad you could be here tonight. We have a lot to get into. Did you hear about this Palm Beach County Sheriff who wants to do all sorts of unconstitutional things, looking out for the dangerous terrorist, right? We have to trade our liberties for freedom, or is it our freedoms for liberty? Well, it's doublespeak is what it is. Anyways, we'll talk about Sheriff Bradshaw in my home state of Florida and what he plans to do with his $1 million that he has received for violence prevention unit, for a violence prevention unit amid questions about civil liberties and care for the mentally ill. The Florida House and Senate budget leaders have awarded Palm Beach County Sheriff Richard Blair, or Rick, if I can say his name, Rick Bradshaw. Blair is the sheriff below us in Marion County that I interviewed. Anyways, Rick Bradshaw, they gave him $1 million for a new violence prevention unit aimed at preventing tragedies like those in Newtown, Connecticut and Aurora, Colorado. Bradshaw plans to use the extra $1 million to launch, quote, prevention intervention units featuring specially trained deputies, mental health professionals, and case workers. But there's more to it. And I think this will, well, I know this will not sit well with any of my listeners. Now, we highlight often the good sheriffs, the oath keepers out there like Sheriff Richard Mack and others who are standing up against the tyranny and not allowing these false flags to get them to act in an unconstitutional, tyrannical fashion. But we also have to highlight the bad. Because there are those out there that don't see things clearly. So I'll be discussing this sheriff and what his plans are at some point on tonight's show. And speaking of police state measures, if you tuned into the Mike Rivero show today, you may have heard a gentleman call up and tell of a, well, crazy tale of police brutality. And it was in the hands of the FDA and the FBI. You might ask, well, what's the FDA doing involved with police brutality, being involved with police brutality? Well, this gentleman was at one of those pesky cancer, anti-cancer, true anti-cancer institutes. Okay? And what happened? Well, he was raided by the FBI and FDA together. They kicked the door down. And, well, I'll let him tell you the rest of it. Long story short, his wife went to a homeopathic cancer treatment center that was raided by the feds. How dare she? How dare he go to a homeopathic cancer treatment center? This story is guaranteed to shock you. And we'll have the firsthand account of what happened coming up in just moments. We may also hear from a surprise guest. You may have heard her last night on the show. If she's able to connect, we will have Tila Tequila back on, hopefully in a more whole fashion, to finish our discussion from last night about her inside information about the occult and Hollywood. So coming up in just a moment, a shocking tale of someone who wants to go help their wife out at a homeopathic cancer center and is a witness to the crazy police state that we live in, targeting doctors like this, and this is no surprise for the FDA. We've had Jonathan Emore to talk about this.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it. Not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
There is a war against your health, a war against homeopathic means in which to create better health. And the folks out there that want to poison you, they're supported in a huge respect. The armed forces of the FDA and FBI are actively fighting homeopathic remedies from raw milk. You may recall the raw milk stories from a while back, to legitimate cures and treatment for cancer. Joining us now is Sam, whose wife and himself, let me rephrase that so that makes sense grammatically, he and his wife were at a homeopathic cancer institute, from what I understand. And, well, I'll let him tell it, because no sense in me reiterating what happened to him firsthand. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
So give us the play-by-play. What were you guys doing there? What's your situation? And tell us about the actual incident.
Okay, a little backstory. My wife was diagnosed with cancer 6 years ago, went through four different surgeries, was given a death sentence of 6 months, and the only thing that they could put her on, the doctor himself would not go on and would give her maybe a 10% chance of living, and she would feel like she had the flu for the whole year that they were have treating it. It would cost about $250,000. So yeah. That's the next.
Sam, let me just jump in for just a second here. Most oncologists will not take their own treatment.
Right.
So that's not uncommon. And that's a startling statistic for people to hear, that the same barbaric doctors will not take their own treatment.
Well, my wife had been a pharmaceutical rep at one point. Actually, she was number one in the country with Mead Johnson. And so she kind of understands the medical world. And, you know, slowly over the years, we have slowly turned off to it. But anyway, and that backstory, she went all, started, changed her diet. We started using some essential oils and some other things. And her tumors that she had on her back that she didn't want them to cut out went away. Our oncologist was so surprised he actually paid for a scan himself because he didn't believe they were gone. Well, then we come up today, about 7 months ago, she noticed kind of a lump in her lymph band. So that had happened before, but they would go away. This time it didn't. Now it's about 11 centimeters across. It's pretty big. It's about 8 of them in there. And we, knowing that this thing was growing rapidly, we needed to do something very quickly. We were trying to raise money to go to Gershom in Mexico, and we found out about what's called Camelot Cancer Center in Tulsa. They've been on the internet for 12 years. They have a 60% reduction in what's called SUVs and all the cancer that they've treated. So they've got a great track record, but they are an alternative, but overseen by a medical doctor. And so my wife and I went there. They require that you take at least the first 8 treatments at the clinic. On the 8th day, she had finished her last treatment. I had paid them for the remainder 12 treatments. I had it in a box, and in comes the FBI and the FDA. Guns on their side, a couple of them with vests on. Made all the other patients, made the people unplug the other patients, take their IVs out, ran them out. And so I was putting my coat, I didn't have my coat on, I set the box down of the medicines to take home. And I set the box down, put my coat on, and as I was lifting the box up, one of the agents with his fist slammed against the box and said, "You can't take that." I informed him that I had paid for them, it was my property, did not, I don't think it fit under their warrant, and he said, "I will arrest you right now." And I said, "For what?" And he said, I'm trying to remember exactly how they said, I don't remember exactly what he said.
Tampering with evidence or something like that?
For some reason, this passed me. But, so I said, "Okay, well, arrest me, but before you do, you better read me my rights." And he backed away from me. Anyway, they made us think that we might be able to take that. So they kept us there for 2 hours, really over 2 hours. My wife had not had anything to eat because she fasted before the treatment. She was visibly shaking the whole time. They were just kind of very slow in talking with us. We kept asking questions. Then finally, after about probably about 2.5 hours, a guy comes back and says, "We've talked to the attorney, and you can't take the stuff." And anyway, they tried to scare us. I have 2 master's degrees. I was a chaplain in the Navy as an officer, and I've done my research on this on Laetril. And, you know, they kept saying, "What's poisonous?" and all this other stuff. They have no clue. At least those guys didn't have any clue what they were talking about.
Now the dose of Laetril that you had received from the clinic, you can't get that from just apricot seeds, right?
Oh, you can get it from a lot of different things. I mean, if you eat an apple and you eat a seed, you swallow the seed of an apple, you've just had some Laetril.
Yeah, but the dose, I mean, the amount.
No, you can't get it from an apricot seed. You can't get the amount that she was receiving, of course.
Okay, right.
So
it was essential to her treatment that you guys obtained this medicine.
She's lost over 80 pounds in 4 months, and she's really kind of had lost her appetite. She was regaining her appetite. She hadn't really slept through the night for at least 3 months. And she slept at least two nights while we were there during those 8, which for us was just a phenomenal thing. She used to have to sleep sitting up. At least she's got where she could sleep sitting down. And anyway, it cost us $13,000, of which I couldn't get that money back. The clinic, they sealed their accounts and even the owner's account. And the doctor who worked here in Oklahoma and in Texas, she was in Texas at the time, they literally surrounded her building with FBI agents before going in during the day with patients in her clinic.
You mentioned the FDA was there as well. You know, we think of the FDA as this sort of watchdog, you know, this group of bureaucrats, but do they actually have armed agents as well?
Yes. The FDA agent did have a gun.
Wow. I mean, that to me is pretty shocking. That not only are they, I mean, the most shocking thing, of course, is that they're coming after sick people who are getting actual treatment and not being tortured until they die. But to think that this group, the FDA, which has little oversight by any other agency. We've interviewed attorney Jonathan Emord. Are you familiar with him by chance?
I'm not.
Well, he needs to be made privy to this case because he deals with this thing all the time. In fact, I will set you up with some contact info for him because not only will he be able to help the doctor, but I think he is also a strong advocate for patients like yourself. And he's dealt with this. He's taken on the FDA successfully in the past. Now the question comes up: what is it that they did? What is it that this clinic did to warrant this raid, or is there anything at all?
Well, they said that you know they have Laetril and it's illegal. Laetril is not illegal. There's no law against it. You know, they use basically the interstate transportation regulations and some of those things to try to control it. They said that's what they told me. They were after the Laetril. And, it's beyond me because this, I don't know if they've taken their website down, but if you went to their website, it's Camelot Cancer Care. They've been doing this, I think, for over 12 years, and they have always put what they treat, how they treat it. And they've had quite some phenomenal success. An oncologist who actually looked at my wife's scan, her PET scan, had actually done in the past had done PET scans for Camelot patients, and he told us of a young man who came in that had a tumor on his calf the size of a football, and the doctors just wanted to amputate his leg, but it was a type of cancer that if it was very radical, if you missed one cell, that cell could go in the body and it could be all over for him, basically. So, I mean, it was kind of cut and hope, you know. And he said that he actually did the rest of the PET scans on the guy, that the tumor was between the size of a golf ball and maybe a hard baseball. And he said that what was unique about it, it was not growing, it was contained.
Well, he said, we're about to get cut off by a break here, sir, but can I have you back on for another segment in just a moment? Because I want to continue this conversation about cancer and especially what happened to you today.
As long as you want.
All right, sounds good. I'm enjoying this. Not enjoying it. But this is very important. All right, so stand by, folks. We'll be right back. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
Tuscan Show. Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
So imagine this, you're given a death sentence, you have months to live, you seek alternative cures, and you survive. And then you get sick again, but, you knew better from the first incident, and you go to a place like the Camelot Cancer Care Center, which, by the way, their website is still up. I'm looking at it right now, and it discusses a bit about their treatment protocol, DMSO protocol, different medical survival options, looking at high doses of vitamin C and B17, which have been shown to help treat cancer. And you're there hoping to, well, deal with the tough situation you're in, you know?
Right.
Your wife is ill, Sam, and this is a really tough situation. And the next thing you know, you're raided by the feds.
And the FBI.
And the FBI, yeah.
And the sheriff was not there, nor the city police, which I thought was interesting.
Now, a constitutional sheriff should be the one to say, no, actually, you're not going in there and doing this. This is unconstitutional. You can't do this. And that's what the sheriff is supposed to do. But the federal tyranny that we have in our world today, in our country today, they don't care. And the FDA, let me reiterate this, there is no oversight. They are a rogue governmental agency that has no oversight whatsoever. So the question comes up, who's watching the watchers? And the answer is, in this case, no one. Right. That's what's scary to me.
Well, in my personal opinion, the whole government has gone broke. You know, the Federal Reserve, and probably, you know, you guys know about this, but the Federal Reserve, sure. The banking system, the medical system, the police. I mean, it's pretty bad when a 15-year-old girl can go buy a morning after pill to abort a potential child, and a 51-year-old woman can't choose what may give her life over death. I mean, we've come to the point where we're calling good evil and evil good. It is an abomination as far as I'm concerned. I have hesitated to label our government with this, but I think it has become absolutely evil. And I, as a minister personally, I think they've overstepped their God-given bounds of authority, and they have lost their authority and are quite frankly deserving of our resistance against it. So, I think if Gandhi were alive, he would be with us.
So. I couldn't agree more. You know, I don't have words really to describe just how moved I am by this story, because it really is an illustration of a lot of the abuse that we see in the world today. Now, this is B17, okay? And this is found naturally in things like apple seeds and apricot seeds.
Grass. It's in some grasses.
Grass. I mean, this is found naturally. And to think that they're going after this, along with so many other things, they're not only using B17 in the treatment. I'm sure she was having access to high doses of vitamin C as well.
Yes, and DMSO, which is legalized by the FDA, you can use it off-label.
What is DMSO? I'm reading that... It's an acronym, according to them, for different medical survival options. But what is it actually?
Well, if you'll wait a second, I can read it to you because it's a long term. Dr. Jacobs back, oh golly, I don't know, in the 60s discovered it. It's a byproduct from trees. It is a carrier. It is a carrier for, it can cross the blood-brain barrier, and so it will carry the vitamin C, for instance, or the B17 into the cell. Excuse me.
Is it the same thing as what they use for ester C? I wonder, because it sounds to me, because that's how ester C works. Is it's able to go beyond that? We're going to take another break here in just a second, Sam. So when we come back, we'll tell the listeners more about DMSO, which, to be honest, I know very little about.
I can tell you a lot about it.
Yeah, I'd like to learn more. And they have a vacuum distilled DMSO pharmaceutical grade that they offer. And we'll reiterate some of what happened when the feds came in and their treatment, because we didn't get to finish the story about how your wife was hungry and she was weak. We'll get to all that.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food.
in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at campingsurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to
all. Okay, in addition to continuing our conversation on cancer and the raid that Sam experienced, we'll also open up the phone lines if you have any questions or comments or insights on this very, very serious topic. 800-313-9443 is the toll-free number to join us. Get out your crayon, write that down. It's 800-313-9443. And I was just about to hear from Sam about DMSO before we were interrupted by the break, which I had heard very little about until now, and I'm curious to learn more. According to the Camelot Cancer Institute, or whatever they're called, Camelot Cancer Center or whatever, our primary treatment, they say, program consists of a proprietary blend of pure pharmaceutical-grade vacuum-distilled DMSO, along with high doses of vitamin C and vitamin B17, also known as Laetril, administered daily over a 20-day period. And they have seen great results, a lot greater than what current allopathic medicine has seen with oncologists that won't even take their own so-called treatments, which is a whole different story. But Sam, tell me, what is DMSO?
Dimethyl sulfur oxide. I don't know if I say that right.
Well, good luck. I can hardly say any of these things. I can hardly read, so I'm in the same boat. Go ahead.
Anyway, it is approved by the FDA for a certain stomach disorder. But what it does, if you mix vitamin C with it, for instance, or Laetril, which can actually, Laetril has cyanide in it. So when you put DMSO with it and you put it into the body, the DMSO will actually penetrate. It'll help could take the Laetrile, the B17, into the cell of the cancer. And the cancer basically is the only thing that can unlock the cyanide, and the cyanide will kill the cancer cell, but no healthy cell. And so DMSO basically is a carrier. You've seen people with patches on, with medicine, like for smokers or for pain. Most likely those patches have DMSO in it because it can penetrate that barrier. And can actually take it into the body. It's very safe. Dr. Jacobs, who discovered it, has had remarkable results with it. He finally, because of the FDA, as I understand, opened his own lab so he could produce it, and he produces the pharmaceutical-grade DMSO. DMSO was used for any rancher out there has probably used it on his horse or cattle, his livestock. So. It can heal. It's a pretty amazing natural product.
My wife just sent me a text here. She says there was a new study that was released, and only 3% of people are helped/cured with chemo.
Yeah, if you read the American Cancer Society, of all cancers lumped together, if you look, people who supposedly go into remission, who use chemo or radiation, after 5 years are dead. Less than 3% are alive.
And then there was that study several months ago now that talked about how the chemotherapy was only leading to the increase of the cancerous cells. So it killed off all the healthy cells and helped multiply the cancerous cells.
The oncologist who said that this would be a good protocol for my wife to go do, himself said that the problem with chemotherapy is it's kind of like taking antibiotics. After a while, the body gets immune to it. And not only does it get immune to it, there's now some evidence, according to him, that shows that it may actually facilitate the cancer in growing.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't kill the cancer, and the body gets used to it, it just now it has the reverse effect, and they don't know when that happened.
So it's one thing to come after cannabis oil. Okay, we've had Rick Simpson. I don't know if you're familiar with the specifics on his cure. But we've had him on, and he talks about taking cannabis, which is illegal, and making this very specific oil to treat cancer. But it's another thing to come after something that is completely legal and treat it in the same fashion. And cannabis shouldn't be legal, and that's a whole different story. But the bottom line is they're doing the same thing, essentially, for something that, again, comes from a plant. Now, let's take a couple steps back, Sam, because I want to finish illustrating what exactly happened. So you go to the facility, and they're raided. You had your coat on, and they tell you, you know, to take the coat off when you went to the bathroom. That
correct.
Unload
my pockets too.
Unload your pockets. Did they want to strip search you as well, full cavity?
Well, if I had been on my game, I probably would have pulled down my pants and let him, you know.
You would have got tased.
So I would have mooned him, you know.
You would have definitely got tased in that regard. So tell me, what did they say? What did these robots, and I don't mean to put down the police and the FBI and, you know what, and there was no police there. It was just the FBI and the FDA. But what did they say when you said, hey, my wife's suffering from cancer here, guys. She has an A.
We feel for you, but, you know, the guy said, we're here to protect you. And my response was, first of all, I don't need your protection. What I need to do is let me go and take what we have already paid for, that we've already seen results, and let me go home and deal with my wife. And they said, well, we can't let you. You'd be taking evidence. And I said, there's probably a lot of evidence here if you want it, you know, without keeping mine.
You know, the thought comes to mind, we live in this nanny state where the government is trying to protect us. They want to protect us from terrorism. They want to protect us from this. And in the process, they're doing everything but protecting us. They're making it worse.
Well, in my case, my wife is much sicker today because of it. Now, luckily, she's a woman of faith, and so she's been able to kind of find a place of peace, even though she's sick, where I'm still disturbed about this. I mean, we've got to try to stop this type of foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've gone crazy, with this type of nonsense.
You know, we have some callers.
They didn't solicit me. So.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we have some callers here that I want to acknowledge and we'll get to in just a second. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm frustrated. You're dealing with this firsthand. You know, this has real repercussions. Your wife's sick. What do we do about this? How can we help? I know people are out there listening to this. They're angry. They're mad as hell. But what can we actually do to help your wife's case and all the others that are being neglected because of this?
Well, I mean, we're trying to raise money because I need to take her to Mexico. I need to take her out of this country where we can get the treatments that we believe in that we think will work. And unfortunately, the website, a friend of mine put it up, and I don't know even know how to get. I know how to get to it on my computer, but I don't know the address. But
if I search for your full name and cancer, will it come up? And do you use your full name, Sam?
Sam Bass. If you look Sam Bass up on Facebook, you might be able to find me.
Sam Bass cancer. Okay.
Or
here's an article from News on 6 about the raid. I just did a quick search and an article came up about it.
Yeah, you'll see me on there. They interviewed me, and I was pretty raw at that point.
I see you. There you are.
And
so Sam Bass on Facebook. Now, if they want to donate some money for your specific situation, how can we go about having them do so? I guess they can email me and I'll put them in touch with you or something.
Well, I can. If you give me an email address, I can email you the link and you can give them the link. The link's rather long on it.
Okay. You know what I'll do is I'll post an article on my website at bobtuscan.com and I'll also get some of the other friends in the alternative media, whatever that is or isn't, to post a story about it. And I'll help. I'll personally go about helping because I'm moved by this situation. I really am. And we definitely need to not only help your wife, but figure out what we can do to also help the cancer treatment center and figure out what they can do to protect themselves and protect their patients. I put you in touch with Jonathan Emord, who I believe will have something to say about this. Perhaps we'll have him on the show to do a follow-up as well. And we'll definitely do everything we can here on the Bob Tuscan Show to help you guys. I mean that. And when we go off air here, I'll give you my personal phone number, and we'll stay in touch. Okay, Sam? Let's get some phone calls in here, though, Sam. I think people want to talk to you. They want to lend their support and make a few comments, and we'll start with Barb in Lake Worth, Florida. What's up, Barb?
Yes. A friend of mine called me recently and said that the doctor who had helped her husband cured him of a type of cancer that he had until he later on went in and had radiation and he passed away, but this doctor was raided a few months ago by the FDA as well, and they took everything he owned. They took his computer. They took his microscope. They even took his vehicle. They took everything from the man. And supposedly he hadn't renewed his occupational license or some silly thing like that. But also, in Florida, naturopathic doctors, they do not license. And so, you know, if you're doing anything naturopathic, apparently you can get into trouble with the FDA. And they came in guns drawn to his office. And he's going to be going to trial in June.
Well, this clinic not only had they had a naturopathic doctor, but they also had a medical doctor who is licensed in Oklahoma and Texas. And mm-hmm. they're trying to take her license away from her. They apparently had a medical board this today. I don't know the results of it, though, which is sad because she's one of the best doctors we've ever met.
Yeah. Somebody just called in with a tip for you, Sam. Advanced Scientific Health.com. I have not screened this. I don't know anything about it. I hope I'm not giving out a website. Let's see if I can do a quick search for it. But Advanced Scientific... Oh, let's see here. I just went to the website, Dan, my producer, and it says, we are sorry to announce that Advanced Scientific Health website is closed for failure to pay for contracted web services.
Oh, jeez.
So they're shut down the website. But I know people have some alternatives for you, and we'll be happy to field any phone calls about that. Barb, anything else before we let you go? I mean, this is crazy, huh?
Yeah. There is a hospital in Tijuana, BioCare, Dr. Rodriguez.
Right.
He comes here to Lake Worth every March. He was here a couple of months ago, you know, and gave a talk about his clinic, and they do wonderful things there as well. I don't have the website offhand, but it is BioCare is the name of it.
Right.
And it's in Tijuana. So that might be a place also that you can, you know, pursue.
Sure. Thank you, okay. Bob. I appreciate it.
Well,
take
God
care.
God bless you, and everyone pray for you. Bye-bye.
So Sam, we've got to get you to Mexico. And I lived there for quite some time. People are all concerned, oh, Mexico, you're going to go down there and you're going to get kidnapped. No, it's a place to actually get some help here. So, and you're familiar with the doctor she just recommended?
I am. They work with, I think, the Gershon Institute. And,
right.
That's actually where we're going to go originally until we discovered that this clinic was, I mean, it was 100 miles away from us. You know, mm-hmm. And we've got three kids. We've got to arrange for babysitting for, well, not babies, but for 3 weeks and all that stuff. And, here's the sad thing. We borrowed $13,000 from my father and mother-in-law who are in their 80s, who took it out of their retirement account. Mm-hmm. I had a major knee surgery here not too long ago and haven't been able to work for a while. I was just starting to work when this thing came back. And right now my whole focus is to get my wife help. She's going to be cured. And when she gets cured, I'm going to let the world know how we did it. They can come after me if they want. But I want to get as much exposure, so if they do come after me, that it's going to be hard to cover it up.
Well, we got to get those Federal Reserve notes to get this cancer cure, unfortunately. So we'll do what we can, like I said, to help you with that. Callers are asking if there's anywhere to donate. Yeah, I know. We got to figure that out. So, like I said, we'll put something up on my website, bobtuscan.com, as soon as possible, and we'll continue to bring Sam on for any updates on this story. The listeners are quite moved, as they should be by it, as am I. Let's talk with Tom in Brooklyn. Tom.
Hello, Bob. Hello, Sam. I'm sorry you're going through such a hard time. Let me get this straight. Your wife was being treated with DMSO?
And Laetril and vitamin C.
Let me ask you a question. Are you aware that you can get the DMSO yourself and it's a transport? You can add the Laetril and the vitamin C to the solution and it will be absorbed transdermally.
Yes.
All right. So
I have some on its way.
It's not a secret. It's actually an industrial solvent also.
The DMSO?
Yes.
Yeah, I have
dimethyl sulfoxide, and that's the clinical DMSO.
Right, but I have some of it.
The other one is also a solvent, an industrial solvent that does exactly the same thing. It goes transdermally through the skin and is a transport. It's a transport vehicle for whatever you want to put into it.
Right.
It's a wonderful. The DMSO itself, if it was sprayed into an arthritic joint, would loosen up the arthritic joint.
Well, I've actually put some on my wife's tumor, and I have a little bit of arthritis in my thumb.
Yeah.
And after I get through doing that, I don't notice that for several days.
Yeah, that's what I just, wow. Bob, this stuff is like really good, and you know, whenever you're dealing with, it's really weird because they'll lock a guy up that has a medical license for using it, but you could go to a hardware store and buy it.
Go figure. Tom, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'll come back with our final segment tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show with Sam Bass.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Sam Bass, our guest tonight, what he has experienced is absolutely despicable. And Sam, we're going to help get the word out. I gave you a couple of different insights during the break. And while I know you're very dedicated to helping your wife, as would anybody, and I admire the fact that you guys are able to look at the real cures and see through the lies of allopathic medicine. Now, if you get shot, and your leg is about to fall off, yeah, then maybe you go to hospital. But unfortunately, oncology and allopathic medicine today is not treating cancer. They're making it worse, and I think we've established that, and most of our listeners already know this, so we're preaching to the choir. Sam, final thoughts before we end tonight's show.
Well, two thoughts. One, cancer is curable, but I don't think traditional medicine really knows how to do it. And we need to try some way to get people's attention, to let them know where our government's really taking us. As one friend said to me yesterday, it's no longer our government. And so we need to take it back.
Absolutely.
That's all I got to say about that.
Well, that's the bottom line. There's a article that the news channel in Oklahoma did on this that I'm looking through right now, and they have your testimony for just a bit there. They say that you said, listen, my wife's dying, and we don't want to go with chemotherapy and radiation. It should be your choice, but it's not. You know, you can't even – let me just take this a step further, Sam. People can't even choose to die any longer without having the state jump in and get in the middle. In other words, if you're suffering immensely, okay, and there's no other means, you've exhausted all measures, you can't even choose to die. They have made it illegal to euthanize yourself. And I don't know if that's the proper lingo there, but
Hospice, they euthanize it, people. That's what hospice is about. They make more money the shorter time you're in there. So they want you to die quickly.
But it's disturbing. It really is. Sam, I had mentioned that you should really write a bit of an article just as an overview for all this. I look forward to seeing that. And you are going to send me – I sent you the email, by the way. And you're going to send me your link to the impromptu site that your friend came up with in order to help bring awareness to this and raise some Federal Reserve notes. I know
right
that
now.
You wouldn't be asking for these Federal Reserve notes, and nobody likes to ask for them. I don't ask for them ever. But I think this is a life or death situation, literally.
Well, I've always done fairly well in my life until the last few years, and it's quite humbling for me to ask, but I would sell a kidney. In fact, I'd sell both my kidneys to have my wife get well.
Well, we'll definitely stay in touch. I thank you for coming on tonight, and we'll see what we can do to help you. It's one thing to just sit here and complain and talk about it, but it's definitely another thing to stand
well,
up and do
something.
I'll send
the link to you.
Okay, thanks so much, Sam. I'll talk
thank
with you,
you
later.
Thank you so much. Let's talk again.
Yeah, okay. Folks, that does it for us tonight. We'll be back at it with the Friday edition of the Bob Tuscan Show coming up tomorrow. Love you guys. Take care.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.